Southwest Baptist. They only play either on a Tuesday or a Thursday during the week at home. So it's been a short turnaround time for both of these teams. And then another trip on Saturday down to Warrensburg to face Central Missouri. But I guess the nice thing about that, you have an extra day to prepare for UCM coming up on Saturday after tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist are doubleheader. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bolivar before tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, you look at these two Southwest Baptist teams, and neither of them really playing great basketball right now. I know the men over the last several years have had a really good basketball team. They seem to be falling off a bit. The women, kind of the stat of the day, they've outscored their opponents. But they don't necessarily have the record to show that.
Yeah, that is an unusual stat. They're normally, when you look at their stats and you're outscoring your opponents, you generally have at least a winning record. But I think what that comes to is you look at some of the early non-conference games. They're scoring a lot of points at that particular point in the season. But once they got into the conference season, really struggling offensively. And on a tough stretch here, and losing five in a row and really not playing very good basketball right now.
And for the Northwest women, they come in fifth in scoring offense in the MIAA. And fourth in scoring defense tonight here in Bolivar. Again, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist are doubleheader. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Don Foley, a Creston, Iowa native, graduated with a master's degree from Northwest in the summer of 1978 and says he enjoyed his relationships with his instructors during his time on the Maryville campus.
I worked on a graduate degree in agriculture, kind of the agriculture business area, and just had some outstanding professors, a couple of which I've kind of maintained a little bit of contact with, and I know just retired from Northwest here in the last couple of years or so, in fact, and I think that made a lot of it easier for me and made it something that kind of helped the experience during the time.
Foley says his education from Northwest helped form the base of a very successful career in agricultural lending.
I took a lot of those experiences, whether it be working with livestock or farmers in general, and understanding their complex financial needs and putting that to use. And also, I think, working on communicative skills and things that I could use to kind of help better position myself to do a good job for a lending company for the rest of my lifetime.
Foley recently was named to the Northwest Foundation Board and says he's looking forward to giving back to the university.
When the opportunity came up to devote some time to the foundation and do some work toward the continual improvement of Northwest, I jumped at the opportunity.
Foley has been a successful high school and college basketball referee and baseball umpire for 35 years and has been inducted into the Iowa High School Coaches and Officials Hall of Fame.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before tonight's MIAA matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, you got a road win in the MIAA the other day. I know that's always big, but you have talked about how you want the team to continue to learn and learn while winning. You got a chance to do that as well. What's the next step for the team here with another road game tonight?
Well, just kind of to prove it, I guess, is going to be my message before the game is you got one. Now let's prove it that it wasn't either fluky or just circumstantial. It's that, no, we're getting better. We're making the right plays. I thought we did a good job down the stretch on somebody else's floor, and we hadn't seen that a lot. Is the team that made the plays defensively and offensively, we made enough plays to close out Central Oklahoma. So we get another opportunity to do that, and we want to see if we've learned that lesson.
How important is it to get wins on the road? Now, obviously, the schedule with these road games, not as tough as those three that you had on the road in the early part of this month, but just to get wins in terms of confidence and to, like you say, kind of get on maybe a little bit of a roll.
Well, it is. I mean, the scary part for this game is obviously we're playing on a Tuesday. SBU did not play this weekend, so they've been sitting here waiting for us for about 5 days, longer preparation and more rest. So we get less preparation and less rest, and I don't know if that's a great combination yet, but it's a good challenge for us. So it's something we've talked about a little bit, is kind of a will and a want to and finding a way, regardless of if it's pretty or ugly tonight. It doesn't matter. Just get the job done. So, you know, that will be unique to us. We haven't been in this situation much this year at all, so we're going to learn a little bit more about our squad, that's for sure.
Now, we talked about it early in the season how a lot of preparation work was you just working on your team. As we get into the season, obviously there's more information, but as the team gets better, do you find that you're able to work more on preparing for opponents while also working on yourself?
Yeah, I do, and I think the biggest thing is we've just learned so much more about our team, and, you know, maybe it's defensively and the way Maggie defends, so we can do some things with her in the paint that allow us to stay closer to shooters, you know, and then the same thing, you know, just scouting Southwest Baptist. What are they going to do to us, and what have they shown on film? And they show quite a few different looks, from doubling the post to these really hard double screen or double team on ball screens. You know, I mean, just different looks that we haven't seen a ton of. So those are the kind of adjustments that, you know, we worked on, but we had one day to work on them, so you just hope that's enough to be prepared.
It seems like the Southwest Baptist teams has a lot of players coming back. I know their names that we recognize, but the record just not that good. What are you seeing out of this team right now?
Yeah, some good wins, some that were close. You know, I think what sticks out the most is just they're in all these games. They're just not finding ways to win. I think they lose their conference games on average by 7 points. They've lost 6 or 7. And then if you look at the stats, they actually outscore their opponents. Which if you're a losing team, you know, if you have a losing record, you never see that. So they're playing close games. I mean, I think that's really what it tells you. And so they're beating people pretty good and losing games really close. So they're more than capable. We know that. I'm still sticking to we have to play really well to beat anybody at this point.
X's and O's, what do you plan to see out of them?
Yeah, well, I think they'll go. I think they're going to double our posts. They've shown that a little bit. So I think they'll probably take away our inside game if they watch Central Oklahoma, which I'm sure they did. They saw us be pretty dominant on the inside. They're mostly half-court man team, maybe play some 1-3-1 zone mixed in there. Where I hope kind of our pressure, maybe our zone, will kind of bother them a little bit. They like to run a lot of sets offensively, so we're going to try to mix it up and take them out of all those things.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back at the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Stop the call before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Underground utilities exist everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call Missouri One Call 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop the call before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people.
Visit CyberTipLine.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The next time you're at the gas station, here's something to think about. You could be pumping more into your vehicle than fuel. You could be pumping millions of dollars into your local economy and reducing our dependence on the Middle East. Ethanol is a clean, renewable fuel made from corn, grown right here on our own state. It creates jobs, is good for the environment, and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. When we use ethanol, Missouri wins. A message from Missouri corn growers.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Bolivar as we take a look at the starting lineups for the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. For SBU, they come in with a 6-9 record, 1-6 in the MIAA. Their first-year head coach is Todd Voss. Tana Spaney is a 5-foot-9-inch junior out of Lee's Summit, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Jackie Zelenka is their leader. She averages 12 points and 10 rebounds a game. She also has 40 assists. All three of those categories leads Southwest Baptist. She is a 6-foot junior out of Australia. Ashley Pitts is a 5-foot-7-inch sophomore from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Brittany Dukes at 5'8". She is a senior from Bossier City, Louisiana. And Chastity Prince is a 5-foot-11-inch senior from Columbia. For Northwest Missouri State at 10-5 and 4-3 in the MIAA, Coach Mark Kellogg going with Ashley Nelson, the leading scorer, averaging 11 points a game. Monique Stevens is a 5-foot-3-inch junior out of Australia. Timber Schechinger at 5'10". She is a freshman from Manila, Iowa. Annie Matthews is the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 8 a game, a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, coming off a double-double on Saturday, as is Maggie Marnin, the 6-foot-3-inch sophomore from Stewart, Iowa, who averages 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. So there are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist, our matchup tonight along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back with the tip. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bolivar, they're about to introduce the starting lineups for these two teams in front of the crowd here at the Meyer Sports Complex. As we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A new look for Northwest Missouri State on the road tonight. They've been waiting a lot of the year for these uniforms to come in, but they are in. They are wearing black uniforms tonight. First time we've seen that from a Northwest Missouri State team, the black uniforms with green numbers and lettering on them, a little bit of white striping down the sides as well, but for the most part, all black uniforms for Northwest Missouri State. So a bit of a new look for the Bearcats here tonight, and they'll be playing on a brand new floor as well. They just installed in this last offseason a new floor here at Southwest Baptist. They've got black out-of-bounds lines all the way around. The paint is black with the big Bearcats in the middle center court area, as well as the Bearcats across the top of that Bearcat head. So the upgrades continue here at Southwest Baptist. They've also got the end walls painted up. I don't believe they had that in the past. So between the uniforms for Northwest, the floor for Southwest Baptist, a lot of new looks here tonight.
That it, there is. And really, the thing about the floor, it's not that the floor that they replaced was not that old. It was a new floor when they renovated the complex here, and it has now turned into even a newer floor with what they've done today. But I guess the thing you have to say, it's nice to have somebody named John Hammonds down here who can donate a lot of money to the various colleges and universities in Southwest Missouri.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's a little bit odd because we talked about the Northwest black uniforms, and their black uniforms almost go right along almost with the look of the floor. I mean, granted, there's some purple in the floor, but there's so much black in the floor, it looks like Northwest fits right in.
Yeah, well, I think the green numerals are kind of stand out a little bit for Northwest, but still, it's a little bit hard to see the green numerals on the black uniform doing that.
So the two teams head out toward midcourt. Northwest Missouri State with their starting five over there. SDU heads back to the sideline to get some words from their first-year head coach, Todd Voss. The second time this year in the MIAA, we have seen Northwest's first-year head coach, Mark Kellogg, go against another first-year head coach, with Todd Voss coming in with a 6-9 record, 1-6 in the MIAA so far for SBU. Maggie Marnin will be in the center circle for Northwest to get this one started. She'll be standing across from Jackie Zelenka. As we mentioned, Zelenka is the leader for this team, and Amy will recognize she's out of Australia, leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists. She's third in the MIAA in rebounding coming into this week as well. Northwest controls the tip. Stevens across midcourt, works it over to the right wing. Bounce pass inside for Marnin, and a held ball. Reaching in at the same time to get a hold of it was Chastity Prince. And so the possession arrow will give it to Southwest Baptist. Some full court pressure for Northwest on the inbound. Zelenka able to get it in front of her to Spaney. Spaney works it over to the right side for Dukes. Dukes dribbles up the right side of the floor across the timeline to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Now has to spin. Give it out behind her and get it right back. Dukes resetting with the pass to Pitts. Now dribbling with it top of the key. Dukes looks to the left side, gets it to Spaney on the wing. Spaney back over to Dukes. She'll work it to the right side for Pitts. Six on the shot clock. Inside Zelenka. Shot off the glass. Good for Jackie Zelenka. So SBU with the first 2 points of this game. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens to Matthews at the top of the key. She works it right side for Marnin. Now to Stevens. She brings it out top of the key. Nelson, left side Marnin out beyond the arc. Now to the right side. Schechinger fakes on the three. Will go on the drive. The left-handed runner misses to the left. Zelenka with the rebound for SBU. Outlet goes to Dukes. She'll bring it across the timeline and work it to the left side with the dribble. Stevens tries to keep her on that side of the floor. Now Dukes to the middle of the floor, still dribbling with it. Now down the left side of the lane. No look bounce pass is bobbled by Prince underneath. Stevens goes to the floor after it and gets it to Maggie Marnin. So Northwest forces the turnover. Stevens brings it across the timeline over to the left wing, Schechinger. Schechinger out top of the key, Nelson. Down the left side of the lane goes Nelson, stripped of the basketball. She tries to go up with the shot. Foul call coming, and Ashley Nelson heading to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Foul against Tanis Spaney. It's the first against Southwest Baptist in this game. And Nelson steps to the line where she's been a 68% free throw shooter so far this year. She gets two opportunities on this trip, the first one good. It's the first point of the game for Northwest. She could tie the game with the second free throw, 18-31 to play in the first half. The second free throw rattles out. Zelenka there for the rebound. Outlet over to Dukes on the left side. Dribbles through a double team, nearly knocked away by Stevens. Picked up top of the key by Prince. Works out to Dukes once again. She goes to Pitts on the right wing. Pitts back to Dukes. Takes a long three from about 3 feet beyond the arc. Misses wide right. Rebound inside for Marnin. Outlet goes over to the left for Stevens. Dribbles to the wing, spins, gets it out to Nelson, skip to Schechinger, right wing, open. She's a couple of feet behind the line. Her three-pointer's too strong. Rebound for Chastity Prince on the backside for Southwest Baptist. Across the timeline comes Dukes. And again, Stevens trying to force her on the left side of the floor. She gets it underneath to Zelenka, and Zelenka hits the shot. She has the first 4 points for Southwest Baptist. It's a three-point lead for SBU. 17-43 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with it. Stevens to the right wing. Lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin against Zelenka with the size advantage, but she brought the ball down, and Brittany Dukes comes down and gets the steal. Works it ahead to Spaney on the left wing. Out to Dukes. Now to the top of the key, Zelenka. Over to the right side for Pitts. Pitts guarded by Schechinger. To the free throw line, Prince. 15-footer is good for Chastity Prince. And a timeout for Northwest. A 6-1 lead for Southwest Baptist. 17-19 to play in this first half. And I don't think Northwest is doing terribly defensively necessarily. They have allowed a few looks, but on the offensive end, just haven't gotten it going.
No, just making some little mistakes. The one that you mentioned a little bit earlier, Marnin, I think, dropped the ball down around her waist and got it stolen out of her hands there. Now, one of the things that I'm just a little bit surprised SBU's been able to have as much success offensively as they've had so far. Not a lot of movement out of their offense. A lot of dribbling by whoever brings the ball down the floor. And then eventually they found somebody inside, but it hasn't been through a lot of passes, a lot of movement. It's just kind of a lot of standing around, but they've been able to get their shots to fall. And I really think that will catch up with them as this half goes on.
Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens across midcourt, works it over to the left side for Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble to Marnin at the top of the key, lobs it inside for Matthews. Matthews up with a shot over Prince, no good, but she draws a foul. Annie Matthews heads to the free throw line to shoot two. Chastity Prince commits her first foul. And just like we have seen Northwest do recently, they're going to be pounding it inside here tonight. You heard Coach Kellogg talk about how he anticipated seeing double teams inside. So far, SBU hasn't been able to do that as Matthews misses the first of her two free throw attempts. So I'm sure we will see Northwest continue to pound it inside. They will have some success either drawing fouls or getting some buckets in the paint.
Yeah, that's going to really make it important to hit your free throws.
And the second one no good for Matthews, but a held ball on the rebound. Zelenka and Stevens both get a handle on the basketball. The two on the floor that are out of Australia get a hold of that rebound together. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Leanne Lansdowne checks in, a freshman out of Seymour, Missouri, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Morgan Lucy, another freshman out of Glenwood, Iowa, checks into the lineup. Inbound to Marnin, quick shot off the glass is good. Maggie Marnin with a little curl around a screen She gets the first field goal of the game for Northwest. It's a 6-3 lead for Southwest Baptist. We're just over 3 minutes into the game. Across the timeline with the dribble is Sarah Magana. Again at the top of the key. One dribble to the free throw line. Bounce pass taken away. Tipped by Marnin. Picked up by Schechinger. Gets it out to Stevens. Up the right side of the floor. Stevens to the top of the key. Schechinger. Now swings around left Nelson to Marnin. Top of the key. Looks inside. Gets to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Spins. Wants to take the shot over Zelenka. And does. Knocks it down. Annie Matthews with her first 2 points. And it's a 1 point game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. Lands down. On the right sideline with it, met by Nelson, dribbles to the wing, tries to go top of the key with the pass, picked up by Magana just in front of Stevens. Out to Ashley Pitts, over to the right side for Magana, left side Pitts, she takes a three, off the front of the rim, the rebound knocked out of bounds off of Morgan Lucy. So Northwest Missouri State will have it as Brittany Dukes checks right back into the Southwest Baptist lineup. 16:04 to play in the first half, a 6-5 lead for SBU. Not sure exactly what they're waiting on here. Now we're set to go. And Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. As she crosses midcourt, reaching in, tipping the ball loose was Brittany Dukes, but it's picked up by Stevens. Over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson lobs it down to Marnin. Marnin up with the shot. No good off the glass. Rebound tipped off the glass to Zelenka. She'll get the outlet left side to Dukes. Dukes across the timeline with it, picked up by Stevens. Leaves it for Pitts. Pitts back to Dukes. Now picked up by Schechinger. Loses her balance. Almost stepped out of bounds. Still holding on to it. Takes one dribble to get her balance. Now to Pitts. Out to Zelenka, top of the key. She wants to drive with it to the free throw line. Now to Pitts in the right corner. Inside pass knocked away from Morgan Lucy. It is off of Maggie Marnin and will belong to Southwest Baptist. Chastity Prince back into the ball game. Katie Gerlach, a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Overland Park, checks in to see her first action for SBU. Headbound from Dukes on the baseline right. Lobs it in over to the left. Gerlach with a quick shot off the front of the rim. Rebound loose in the paint. Nelson tips it around. And Schechinger will chase down the loose ball for Northwest. She brings it up the floor with the dribble to the right wing. Top of the key, Matthews. Over to the left, Nelson. Out of the wing for Stevens. Inside, cutting the baseline wide open. Timber Schechinger hits the shot. It's first two for Schechinger. Northwest with their first lead. A little 6-0 run for the Bearcats. They're up 7-6 with 15 minutes to play in the first half. Lands down across the timeline with it. Over to the left side for Prince. Out to the top of the key, Dukes. Dukes will work at the Pitts on the right sideline. Now to the high post for Prince. Up with the 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Out to Stevens. Over to the right side, Nelson. Open, a three on the way. That one misses left. Dukes with the rebound inside for SBU. Over to the left wing, gets it to Lansdowne. Lansdowne dribbling in front of Nelson with the crossover down toward the baseline. Now backs it out to the high post left side. Gerlach takes the 15-footer, knocks it down. Katie Gerlach with her first 2 points, and it's an 8-7 lead for SBU. Northwest Missouri State with it. Left side, Schechinger with it on the wing. Out top of the key, Nelson. Open again, another three on the way. That one banked home from the top of the key for Ashley Nelson. 4 points for her, her 37th three-pointer on the season. It's a 10-8 game, Northwest Missouri State on top. Southwest Baptist with it. Dukes works it ahead to the left side for Lansdowne. Now back to Dukes. Nelson collides with her, trying to go for a steal. Nelson will be called for a foul. It's a first against Northwest Missouri State, and it'll bring us to a timeout. 13:54 to play in the first half, 10-8 Northwest Missouri State's lead over Southwest Baptist. We're back to Bolivar in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
10-8, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Southwest Baptist, 13-54 to play in the first half. And it seems like after a slow start offensively for Northwest, you can kind of see they're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm.
Yeah, they are, and they're moving the ball around very well on the perimeter, and they're getting some nice cuts to the bucket and getting some inside looks that some of those haven't fallen that had the falling, they'd be looking at even a little bit better, bigger lead for Northwest right now. But I think that inside play is going to be there the entire night.
Verity Scott checks into the lineup for Northwest during the break, taking the place of Annie Matthews. Southwest Baptist with the basketball. Down to the baseline right, Zelenka gets it up to Lansdowne on the wing. To Dukes between the circles. Dukes will work it back to Zelenka. Open underneath, her shot no good, but Maggie Martin will be called for a foul. That will send Zelenka to the free throw line, and that's one thing that you see out of Southwest Baptist. They're going to try to find Jackie Zelenka any way possible. And maybe that's part of the reason why you see some standing around for them offensively. They're kind of trying to watch and see what Zelenka might do as she hits her first free throw.
Yeah, I really think they're just too much dribbling out of their offense and a lot of standing around just waiting and watching. And they do have three players averaging double figures, but again, it's Zelenka where it all rotates around.
She hits both free throws, makes it a 10-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 13:34 to play in the first half. Martin on the left side skips it over to the right for Stevens. Stevens inside to Martin, knocked away by Prince. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. 13:28 to go in this first half. Stevens to inbound. Trying to get it to Martin on that curl once again, instead to Nelson. Out top of the key, Schechinger. To Nelson, down low Martin, Nelson top of the key, left side, Stevens, a three, off the front of the rim. She followed her shot and gets a wide open layup because of it. Monique Stevens with her first 2 points, and Northwest Missouri State up 12-10, 13-10 to play in the first half. Dukes ahead to Lansdowne on the left side, back to Dukes, top of the key. Lobs it to Zelenka at the high post. Lansdowne left side, a three-pointer on the way. It's off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Martin for Northwest Missouri State. Out to Stevens on the right wing. Picks up the dribble to Martin, top of the key. Left side, Nelson. Nelson left open. Takes a three over Dukes. That's off the back of the rim. The rebound for Zelenka. One thing that she does, she knows she's got a nose for the basketball on the rebounds. Dukes with it at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Lansdowne. Tried down toward the baseline, brings it back out after being cut off by Nelson. Tries again, gets the screen from Spaney, loses the dribble off of the leg of Merity Scott, out of bounds. So SBU will inbound it on the baseline right. Ashley Thayer takes the place of Monique Stevens in the Northwest lineup. 12:31 to play in the first half. Dukes to inbound for Southwest Baptist. Gets it to the high post right for Prince. Prince takes the dribble up with a shot off the glass in the paint. Good for Chastity Prince. That's four for Prince, and it's a 12-12 game. Northwest Missouri State with it. Nelson inside to Schechinger. Kicks it back out to Nelson. Right side Scott. A three on the way off the back of the rim. Martin tips the rebound to herself, but will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Maggie Martin. Third team foul, and it will give Southwest Baptist the basketball back. And get Alexis Bay into the lineup for Northwest, a 6'1 senior out of Lenexa, Kansas. Full court pressure coming from Northwest. And now they're checking out Brittany Dukes, checking to make sure she has no blood anywhere. And we're set for an inbound. Zelenka gets it into Dukes, and Dukes will bring it up the right sideline against Merity Scott. Works it to the wing, now to Lansdowne in the corner, inside to Prince. Prince goes with the dribble, but traveled before she put the ball on the floor. So that'll give it right back to Northwest Missouri State, 12:05 to play in the half.
Double team inside and forced the travel.
Game tied at 12. Ashley Thayer will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Thayer more of an off guard, feels a little bit more comfortable in that position, but has been playing quite a bit of point this year, giving Monique Stevens a breather. Thayer on the right side, inside to Bay. Bay with a shot fake, shot off the glass, good for Alexis Bay. So Bay with her first 2 points of the game. Southwest Baptist with a timeout, 14-12. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, and here's where you wonder if Southwest Baptist might not make an adjustment on that end They haven't been double-teaming inside, but I think they may start concentrating on that because the Bearcats are really having a time of it inside.
Oh, that plays there the entire night up to this point. I'm pretty sure that that quick timeout, this is one of the things that the coaching staff for SBU is going to be talking about, because that quick cut to the bucket in the post, either on the right or left side, has been wide open the entire game, although, granted, the game's only about 10 minutes old, but still, that's something that SBU either has to make an adjustment for right now, or Northwest is going to be able to really take advantage of that the rest of the way.
14-12, Northwest Missouri State's lead with 11:49 to play in the first half. Some full court pressure again from Northwest. The inbound comes to Dukes, and she'll bring it up against Merritt E. Scott. Works it to the middle of the floor, calls out the offense from the backcourt. Scott backpedaling in front of her, now to the left side, onto the wing. Dukes down to the baseline, Zelenka, one dribble, into the right corner. Spaney takes a three, good. Kenna Spaney with the three from the right corner. Her first points are 23rd three of the season, and it's a one-point SBU lead. Northwest with it, Schechinger over to the right side for Thayer on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger open. A three is on the way. That one off right. Rebound inside for Dukes. SBU in transition. Dukes with the three-on-three. Hesitates. Wants to drive. Loses the ball. Thayer will pick it up for Northwest. Thayer across midcourt. Over to the right side for Scott. Scott looked in at Schechinger. Dribbles with it to Bay. Bounce pass into Schechinger. Hook shot with the left hand. Won't go. Zelenka with a rebound for Southwest Baptist. Pass goes ahead to Spaney on the left side. Looked inside momentarily, skips it across to the right for Zelenka. The end of the corner it goes. Brooke Duncan with it. She puts the three up from the corner, so a couple of threes in that right corner. Duncan with the 24 threes on the season leads the team. And just like that, it's an 18-14 game, SBU on top. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. Nelson to Thayer, right wing three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. Spaney comes out of there with it for Southwest Baptist. Doesn't have numbers. Pushes it over to Zelenka, right side. Top of the key print. She puts up a three. Three straight trips down the floor. Southwest Baptist has hit a three-pointer. 9 points just like that, and that's how you make a two-point lead for one team go to a seven-point lead for the opponent.
And for Northwest, on the other hand, one of eight on threes up to this particular point, and that three-point shot's been there for Northwest. They just have not been able to get those to fall. So if Northwest is going to try to match them three for threes, we're going to start getting a little bit hotter out on the perimeter. They missed some good looks out there.
Another thing that'll do, too, if they can't hit from the outside, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a three-pointer, but you're going to allow Southwest Baptist to sag back and try to help inside against those post players.
Yeah, and that's obviously something that I think they're probably talking about doing, because the inside games where Northwest has had success, outside they're really struggling and despite getting some good looks. So I would imagine if I'm Southwest Baptist right now, I would sag inside and try to negate what Northwest has been able to do inside and just dare you to shoot out on the perimeter until you start knocking a few down.
21-14, Southwest Baptist with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Thayer double-teamed out on the wing. Gets it to Scott, top of the key. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Pass to the left side for Schechinger is taken away by Pitts. Pitts then loses it, and Schechinger will pick it up. Pitts is also hurt, still on the floor in the backcourt. Schechinger down the left side of the lane, up with the shot. Foul call, and two officials looking at each other. It looks like they're going to call a block here against Southwest Baptist.
They took their time before making the decision. One of those bang-bang plays that could have gone either way, but Northwest will get the benefit of this one.
And it will bring us to a timeout. 9:52 to play in the first half. 21-16, as the bucket did count on that foul. 21-16, the score. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer.
Howard, who had been a major gift development officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
21-16, Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:52 to play in the first half, and coming out of the timeout, Northwest will get a chance to finish off a three-point play as Timber Schechinger will step to the free throw line for the Cats, hit the shot, drew the foul just before the break. And the free throw for Schechinger off the back of the rim. Prince with the rebound inside for Southwest Baptist. Allard will go over to the right side. It was Jackie Zielinka, by the way, called for that foul for SBU. On the right wing is Pitts. Pitts to the high post, Zielinka. Zielinka down the right side of the lane, spins, kicks it top of the key. Spaney with a three. Good for Tana Spaney. All six of her points have come from outside the arc, and it's a 24-16 game. The three-point shot allowing SBU to build out a lead. 9:20 to play in the half. Scott with it at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Matthews. She squares, goes up with a shot, got it off the glass. Annie Matthews with 4 points. And it's a 24-18 game. SBU with the lead in the ball. Spaney across the timeline. Works it over to the left side on the wing for Duncan. Now inside to Prince. And a foul call as Prince picks up the basketball. And this one going on Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger. Fourth team foul. And Monique Stevens checks back in for Northwest. Schechinger goes to the sideline. Again, the Bearcats wearing black uniforms tonight with green numbers and letters. The inbound to Duncan on the left side, driving the baseline up with a shot off the glass, and it's good for Brooke Duncan. It's 5-4 the freshman out of Springfield, and it's a 26-18 lead for Southwest Baptist. Matthews between the circles to the right side for Stevens. Shot fake with Spaney there defensively. Stevens brings it over to the left for Matthews. Out on the perimeter. Matthews to the right side for Thayer. Thayer over to the left for Bay. Bay has it on the wing. On to the right side, Stevens open. A three on the way. Good for Monique Stevens.
O'Fell loosened things up out on the perimeter for Northwest. A lot of times it seems like that three-point shot can be contagious with the rest of the team. And like that's been the case with SBU.
Southwest Baptist with the basketball, leading by 5 to Prince at the free throw line. Out left side for Pitts. Pitts tried to drive, cut off for Zielinka. 14-footer on the way, no good. Rebound, Matthews. Outlet goes to Stevens. She brings it across midcourt to the left wing. Now to Matthews. Looking right side, wants to get it to Thayer. She comes up top the key to take the pass. Over to left for Bay. Bounce pass into Matthews. A dribble for Matthews. Tries to square, can't. Gives it for Bay. She drives with it. Knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds underneath. And Southwest Baptist will get the basketball. Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest Missouri State, takes the place of Meredith Scott. Leanne Lansdowne checks back in for Southwest Baptist. And also back on the floor is Brittany Dukes. So SBU will inbound. Northwest has been applying some man-to-man full court pressure. The inbound to Lansdowne. And she'll give it back for Dukes, who will bring it up the floor for SBU. A 5-point lead for the Purple Bearcats. On the left side is Dukes. Dukes brings it to the top of the key, gets a screen from Prince, picks up the dribble over to Spaney, left side, drive to the baseline, through the lane, into the corner, lands down, up to Dukes. Shot fake, drive, jump stop, stripped of the basketball by Stevens. It goes out of bounds, and Southwest Baptist will inbound with 8 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Dukes will step out to inbound it for SBU. Look for Lansdowne in the corner. It's not there. And just in front of her gets it to Prince. Prince up with a 10-footer. And it's good for Cassidy Prince. Initially looking to pass the basketball. Instead takes the shot. She has 9. It's a 7-point lead for SBU. Matthews with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Bay. Out on the perimeter. Now to the right side for Nelson. Inside to Matthews. Tried to square with it. Knocked away by Pitts. Off of Matthews. It goes out of bounds. And Southwest Baptist gets it back.
Matthews trying to make that spin move into the lane with the dribble, and unfortunately, when she went for the dribble, the ball got slapped away and goes off her out of bounds.
Dukes brings it up the floor partway, throws it over to Lansdowne, who takes her eye off it. The ball just slips straight through her hands and goes out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State will get it back with 7:06 to play in the first half.
Actually, was kind of watching Stevens just a little bit out of that full-court defense. And, of course, we talked about Stevens being kind of like a gnat out there and just a real pest to the opposing team. I think that was just a case of Stevens getting through a little bit.
Matthews down to Bay left side, and Alexis Bay hits the shot. That's 4 points for Alexis Bay, and it's a 28-23 game. Southwest Baptist with a lead in the basketball. Now Dukes loses the basketball in the backcourt. It rolls to Lansdowne. Lansdowne has it taken away by Stevens. From her knees, gets it to Nelson. Down the left side of the lane, up with a shot, draws the foul. And Ashley Nelson will go to the free throw line. The foul on Brittany Dukes as Northwest got Southwest Baptist completely out of control there.
And with Northwest going to the free throw line, they really need to start knocking down some free throws, just a 1 of 5 at the line. And I think they're going to get some opportunities tonight. They just have to start knocking those down.
Nelson is the one who has hit that one free throw so far. She's 1 of 2, now 2 of 3 if she hits the first one here. 5 points for Ashley Nelson. Comes in as the leading scorer for the Cats, averaging 11 points a game. And a second free throw coming up for her as well. Maggie Marnin really not far behind in scoring from Ashley Nelson as Nelson hits the second free throw. 6 for her, and it's a 28-25 game. Northwest chipping away at that lead that SBU built up by hitting 3 straight 3-point shots. Over to the left side on the wing for Dukes. Out to Spaney. Spaney back to Dukes on the left wing. Takes a dribble, gives it for Spaney between the circles. Over to the right side, Duncan. Down low, Pitts. Kick out for the corner for Duncan. Top of the key, Spaney. Another 3 on the way. Nothing but net. Tana Spaney with her 3rd 3 of this first half. 31-25, the 3-point shot, keeping Southwest Baptist ahead of Northwest. Just over 6 minutes to play in the first half. Now Stevens knocked to the floor in the paint, and a foul called on Northwest here. There's a pile up there in the middle of the lane. 2 players from each side went down.
Kind of looked like dominoes going down.
And they call the foul on Monique Stevens. She's the smallest player on the floor, and she took out 3 other players. And 2 of them are 2 of the bigger players for Southwest Baptist, one of those being Brittany Dukes, the other one Ashley Pitts, who is hurt again, so she'll head to the sideline. And Chastity Prince will check into the lineup for SBU. 31-26 the lead for Southwest Baptist, 6:03 to play in the first half. Inbound for Spaney, ahead to Duncan, now back to Spaney. You knew Southwest Baptist could score points despite their record. They've outscored their opponents so far. Her pass tipped by Monique Stevens, picked up by Nelson to the top of the key, down the lane. Pass knocked out of bounds by Duncan. The Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Timber Schechinger will check back into the lineup and take the place of Ashley Thayer for Northwest. Stevens to inbound. Right next to the basketball standard. Looked in at Bay. Can't get it there. Now over to the left side, Nelson to Bay at the high post. Top of the key for Schechinger. Right side, Stevens goes on a drive by Dukes. Shot won't go, but Dukes trying to let Stevens go by and then reach around from behind to knock the ball away. For long Bearcat fans, the old Scott Fleming type of move that he should have patented.
He's the only one
I've ever seen that could do that consistently.
And I really don't know if that's a very good play against Stevens, who's probably the best ball handler on the Northwest team.
Stevens at the free throw line with 2 opportunities, makes the first. She's got 6 points in this first half. She'll get a second opportunity here as well. 5:42 to play in the half. And it's a 31-26 lead for Southwest Baptist. The second free throw good for Stevens. Stevens knocks down both. And it's a 4-point game. SBU with the lead of the basketball. Spaney within the backcourt working against Stevens. Forces her to the left side. Out to Pitts on the wing. Pitts inside to Prince. Turnaround jumper from 6 is good for Chastity Prince. That's 11 for Prince in this first half. That's right at her season average. Nelson with it on the right wing. Tried to bring it top of the key and then away from the ball, a push. And going to the floor was Monique Stevens. They call Brooke Duncan for a foul. That's the first on her. 6 against Southwest Baptist, so an inbound for Northwest. With 5:17 to go in the half. Comes into the left corner for Nelson. Up to Bay at the high post. Bay over to the right side, Stevens. Shot fake, try to drive, cut off. Now works it out top of the key for Nelson. Over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens to Bay. Bay back to Stevens in the corner. They want to try to get it into Matthews, but it's covered well. Left side, Schechinger. She goes on the drive. Out to the right side for Matthews, and a travel called on Timber Schechinger. We'll bring us to a timeout. 4:56 to play in the first half, 33-27. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Bolivar in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in Bolivar, 33-27, Southwest Baptist with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:56 to play in the first half. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Southwest Baptist with the basketball. Spaney picked up at midcourt by Monique Stevens. Out to the right side, Duncan. Inside Zelenka, double team, forces the shot. Bay blocks it, tried to save it in bounds, but stepped on the baseline, and so SBU will inbound on the baseline right. 4:43 to play in the first half. The scorer's table checking to see whether or not they should reset the shot clock. They will not. It's at 18. To Duncan on the right side, out to Prince. Now to Zelenka. Link on the perimeter with the bounce pass to Pitts, cutting to the basket over to right side for Prince. Into the lane, the running one-hander off the glass, no good. Prince with the rebound. Dribbles out of trouble, but got a fresh shot clock to Pitts. Tried to drop it down to Zelenka, overthrew the pass. Nelson out of there with it for Northwest. Over to the right side, now to Stevens. On to the left, Matthews. Down to the baseline, Bay. Shot fake, got Prince in the air, and then she hits the shot off the glass. 6 points for Alexis Bay. It's a four-point game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. 4:06 to go in the first half. On the left side, Duncan with it on the wing. To Prince at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Pitts. Pitts with a bounce pass down low. Picked up by Duncan. She gets a little caught off guard. And a foul call coming here. Coach Kellogg wanted to see him call it travel. But instead, it'll be a foul against Northwest Missouri State. Alexis Bay picks up her first.
Really, the difference in this ball game. You look at the stats here. Southwest Baptist, 5 of 8 on three pointers. Northwest, 2 of 9. But the Bearcats have scored 13 points off of turnovers, keeping them in the game.
And Zelenka takes the inbound pass. It's a 15-footer. Jackie Zelenka with 8 points, and it's a 35-29 lead for SBU. Right side on the wing, Nelson underneath to Schechinger, cutting across, going up against Duncan. Shot blocked by Duncan, who gets the rebound. Gives it up for Spaney. Spaney with a pass ahead on the left side. Pitts down to the baseline. Goes up with the shot too strong. Rebound knocked away from Zelenka. It goes out of bounds, and it's Northwest Missouri State basketball. One of the other officials came over to have a conversation, but the official that was right down on the baseline said, nope, I saw it. Northwest will have it. 3:28 to go in the first half. A 6-point lead for SBU. Stevens to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to Stevens on the left wing. Inside to Bay. Bay squares. Kicks it over to Nelson. Touch pass to Schechinger near the right corner. Back out to Nelson. Left side for Stevens. Stevens looks inside for Schechinger posting up. Instead to the high post, Matthews. Over to the baseline right for Bay. Her pass inside is kicked. Prince got a foot on it, so the shot clock will go from 7 seconds to 15 seconds. And then Northwest will inbound on the baseline. Stevens looks to trigger it in, and now a foul on Annie Matthews. Zelenka got a little off balance, and then after that, Matthews tried to help her out to continue off balance and got caught. That'll be the first on Annie Matthews.
Seen Zelenka on a couple of occasions fall to the floor
relatively easy.
Yeah, she's kind of done that through the years. And we're seeing it still here this year. She inbounds it to Spaney. And Spaney will bring it up the floor against Stevens with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Spaney to the left side. Top of the key. Now over to the left for Duncan. Duncan on the drive. Gets it up. Tried to get it to the high post for Prince. Off of her. Spaney picks it up. Now to Prince on the wing. Into Zelenka cutting through the lane. Tries to go up with the shot. Misses, but draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Southwest Baptist. And the foul is called on Meredith Scott. Scott out there with some tissue in her nose. She suffered a bloody nose a short time ago. And the first of two free throws for Zelenka is good. She's 3 of 3 at the line. 9 points for Zelenka. She averages 12 a game. Leading scorer for SBU. Second free throw in and out. Won't go. Schechinger the rebound. Outlet over to Stevens on the left side. A 7-point Southwest Baptist lead. Stevens between the circles with the bounce pass to the left. Take it away. Ashley Pitts with the steal. One-on-one with Stevens. Layup on the left is good for Pitts. First points for Pitts. Northwest pushes it up the floor. Inside to Bay. Shot by Bay. And they're going to call her with a travel before she could get the shot off. Tried to collect herself underneath the bucket. And that will give it back to Southwest Baptist, who leads by 9.
Just unfortunate. Just shuffled her feet just a little bit trying to go up with that shot.
Spaney will bring it up the floor for SBU. 38-29 their lead over Northwest. 2:19 to play in this first half. Over to the right side, it goes to Kitty Gerlach. Gerlach gets it back to Spaney. Now to the right wing for Duncan. Down to the baseline to Zelenka. She has it knocked away by Bay. It goes out of bounds. And SBU will inbound. 2:10 to play in the first half. Spaney will inbound. Gets it over to the right side. Zelenka with a shot fake. Spins, brings it into the paint. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Jackie Zelenka. 11 for Zelenka, and it's a 40-29 lead for SBU. Right side on the wing, Nelson. Over to the left for Bay. Bay, looking to get rid of it, does to Nelson at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Matthews. Now to Stevens, on the wing with it. Started a drive, cut off to Matthews, top of the key. Over to the right for Nelson, 8 on the shot clock, out to Bay. Bay, over to the right side, Scott, to the free throw line, into the lane. The runner over Zelenka won't go. Zelenka with the rebound for SBU. Gives it up for Spaney. Spaney will bring it across the timeline. Spins, leaves it out for Pitts. Pitts works it over to the right side. Duncan on the wing. Back to Pitts. Now to Gerlach at the high post. To the top of the key for Spaney. 1:18 to play in the half. Spaney working against Meredith Scott. Dribbles over to the right side. Spires the dribble. Now gets it to Pitts on the sideline. Out top, Zelenka. Zelenka steps back, toe on the arc, shot off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped inside. Stevens out of there with it. Ashley Nelson kept it alive for Northwest. Ahead to Alexis Bay, takes a dribble. Left side layup, good for Alexis Bay. That's 8 for Bay, 40-31. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. Alexis Bay averaging 3 points a game with a good first half here for Northwest. 45 seconds to play in the half. Over to the left side, Pitts with it on the wing. Gets it to Spaney near the corner. Back up to Pitts. Now to Zelenka. Down low, Gerlach knocked away from her from behind, and Matthews will chase it down. She tipped it loose and got the steal. Cats can't work for the final shot, but they can get close. There's about 4 seconds difference between the game and shot clocks. Stevens dribbles out near midcourt, trying to run that shot clock down as much as possible. Now into the offense. Left side pass for Nelson on the wing. Top of the key for Bay. Over to the right side, Stevens. 7 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Scott. The three-pointer is off the right side of the rim. Zelenka, the rebound for SBU. Checks the clock. Now Stevens, standing still, takes the charge. Great effort defensively by Monique Stevens. That's the second foul on Zelenka.
Takes the charge in the backcourt even on that.
4.5 seconds to play in the first half. And Northwest will get an opportunity to cut into the 9-point lead right here at the tail end of the first half. Chastity Prince into the lineup.
Thanks. And like it was a little bit by caught off by surprise that time when she turned, and there was Stevens right there.
Inbound to Stevens in the backcourt across the timeline. 2 on the clock to the right side. Throws a pass. Matthews bobbles it so she can't get the shot off in time. At the end of the first half, it's 40-31. Southwest Baptist with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Bolivar in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Bolivar at the half, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing Southwest Baptist 40-31, and really Northwest not playing terribly, but boy, just some well-timed and a lot of three-point shots by Southwest Baptist, really making this probably feel a little bit bigger lead than what it is here at that.
Well, they had three straight possessions where they came down and knocked down threes, and it really turned the game at that point. They've never let Northwest get back on top from that particular juncture, but Northwest has battled back. They've tried to stay close, and biggest thing right now, Northwest struggling from three-point range, just 2 of 10, while SBU, on the other hand, is 5 of 8 from three-point range, and at one point, Northwest really scoring more points off of turnovers than SBU. One time, I think it was like 15-3. Now SBU's come back, and it's been they've scored 11 points off of turnovers. So Northwest needs to get back to doing some of the things that were forcing some turnovers and then turning those into points, and really getting a little bit more going on the perimeter. You don't really need to be red hot from three-point range, but you need to hit a couple of those to maybe make SBU a little bit more honest on the perimeter and open up the inside game a little bit more.
Yeah, the Cats did end up with more than half of their points in the paint, but I really think there's probably more opportunity to get more inside with what you're talking about.
Yeah, and even there were some occasions where they had that look inside and a real good look where they've turned it over a couple times on a travel call or just missed it inside, and that's going to be there. SBU really hasn't done a lot to make that a tough play for Northwest yet, so I think Northwest still needs to go about trying to pound it inside and get those shots in the paint, but occasionally they're going to have to step out on the perimeter and get a shot to fall.
40-31, Southwest Baptist women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The men's teams will meet a little bit later on this evening, and when we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. About that matchup, we do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank,
Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog Remax Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Bolivar, 40-31, Southwest Baptist women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we mentioned, a little bit later on, the Northwest men will be facing SBU. Talking now with Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, a good bounce back on Saturday. You guys hit the road. It was a long road trip down to Central Oklahoma, a first trip down there. And it wasn't just a win, but it was a good-sized win. It was a comfortable win. Seems like the team played hard. You had to be happy with their reaction coming off of that loss last week.
Yeah, we really were. And, you know, like we said going into it, the biggest thing we stressed was getting after it defensively and playing with energy. And I thought we did a really good job of that. You know, Tyler Funk played great. We played him a little bit more at the guard position on Saturday and then kind of rotated our three bigs. And we talked about a lot of times we get into teams will go small. We don't guard as much on the perimeter. And you know, we continue to work with our big guys getting out every day in practice and guarding guards because, you know, that should be an advantage for us, that matchup of us going big. And I think we did a better job of that. But like I said, it was an effort defensively that we didn't show, you know, the previous game, and then that was good to see.
You mentioned Tyler Funk. He seems to have added a little more spunk on offense. I mean, he's still getting you those hustle plays we've come used to, but seems like he's a little bit more of a threat to score now.
Yeah, he is, and it goes back to a lot of it. He's been, you know, pre-practice every day. He's down there with the big guys finishing in traffic and finishing against those guys. So it makes it a little bit easier when you go every day against 6'10", 6'9", 6'7", finishing the paint. So that's added to his game. And I think just from a decision-making standpoint, he's very good offensively of getting the ball to guys when they're open, getting in the right spots. He's good at keeping the ball moving, which sometimes we get a little stagnant on offense. And he's, you know, we talk about ball movers, him and Bryson. We feel do a good job of constantly getting the ball moving. Sometimes we feel like, you know, when Wallace is in there, it's only really Wallace that gets it moving. But you get multiple guys in there getting it moving, simple play, next pass instead of trying to make a tougher pass.
And D'Angelo Haley with a good game, obviously points-wise, but I thought what was big, 10 of 10 at the free throw line. He had to go there kind of late there in the game when you guys were still trying to build out that lead a little bit, hit some big free throws for you.
Yeah, he did. And the biggest thing I noticed, or we noticed from Saturday's game to the previous game was, you know, he didn't hit shots, like you said, but he was into it in every other aspect of the game. He was guarding. He was into it defensively. He did a good job on the boards, and you could just tell, energy-wise, he was into it more, where I feel like the Lincoln game, he missed some shots and kind of got frustrated, and the rest of his game kind of went downhill. But he was solid, and we know he's going to start hitting shots, and as long as he can keep doing those other things and be consistent with those other things, we still need him on the floor. And hopefully this would be a good game to get on the heater, as we call it, and make some shots.
And that's one thing that you need with the guys inside. You need, and it doesn't necessarily have to be three-pointers, but it just seems like you need some shots, you know, mid-range out to make sure that those guys get opportunities inside.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, like you said, scoring inside opens up your three-point shooting, your three-point shooting opens up your inside play. So like, we play off of each other, and I think it has been a while since we've really had a game where we can say we shot it really well. And like you said, yeah, that's only going to open up things inside, and it's going to give us a chance to get easy buckets, not just on offensive rebound and transition, but you know, one-on-one in the post, or where guys don't have to help as much because they're worried about three-point shooting or jump mid-range shooting. And it's just going to make us better offensively as a whole.
Well, we're at Southwest Baptist tonight. This is a team that in recent years, if it was 30 feet and in, you could expect to see the ball go up and a lot of times go in. It's always a tough place to play. But record-wise, numbers-wise, it doesn't necessarily look like the same. What's different about this year's SBU team?
Not a whole lot. I mean, when we look at them on tape, I mean, especially playing at home, you know, traditionally, like you said, they're a team that they like playing in their own gym. They shoot it well in their own gym. And offensively, they're pretty similar to how they've been in the past. They like to drive. They like to beat you off the dribble, and they're really good at beating you off the dribble and passing. You know, they're not necessarily going to beat you off the dribble and go in and try to make a play for themselves, but they're good on beating a guy, drawing help, kicking to a corner. It, you know, they love to just rip and go baseline on their drives, and every time they'll have a guy in the corner we call it baseline release. They'll release down to corner, and they'll have a big right in the middle of the paint. So that guard's really good at ripping it baseline. He knows, help defender comes, I got a corner guy, or I got the big right underneath the basket, and they're really good. And so it all comes down to, we just got to guard the ball. We can't give them angles and drives, and they like to refuse ball screens. And you know, we drill our defense. Anytime a ball screen's set, we want to take the guy into the ball screen. We want to make them use it, not refuse it. So if we're you know, it all falls together. If we're playing our D, you know, we're stopping penetrating passes, and we should be taking them into ball screens and letting our big come in and help out. So it's just we want to do what we do defensively and have an effort like we did on Saturday.
How important is it when they are, or anybody for that matter, playing on their home floor where they do play so much better early in the game, trying to get all that stuff done early on in the ball game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we're always trying to figure out ways to what makes you come out good and start good. You know, is it how'd you practice the day before, whatever it may, you know, the bus ride, did you warm up, you know, whatever it may be. You're always trying to find what you do to have a good start. And yeah, like you said, on the road, if they start hitting a couple shots early, they get a couple of open ones. You know, that sometimes that leads into teams making tough shots. You give them three or four open ones early on in the game, you don't come out ready to play, and then later on you say, man, they're making these tough shots. Well, you let them hit some open ones early. They got kind of their feel good going. So, yeah, it's huge. A start on the road is always huge. And I think against Central Oak, we weren't great offensively from the start, but we were in it defensively from the start, and so we never allowed them to really get a run early on in the game.
Who says basketball isn't a science, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Austin, get one right.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They'll face Southwest Baptist a little later on this evening here in Bolivar. We're at the half of the women's matchup, 40-31. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some of the numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com. Northwest Missouri State University students and employees are again invited to participate in a free yoga class offered Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons throughout the spring trimester. The Hatha Yoga Basic Sessions meet from 2 to 3 in the Martindale Hall Dance Studio beginning Tuesday, January 15th. The sessions are led by Northwest counselor and registered yoga instructor Rhonda Leslie, and they are presented by the Northwest Personal Development and Counseling and Wellness Services. No previous yoga experience required.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Bolivar, 40-31, the lead for SBU over Northwest Missouri State. Looking at some of the numbers from this one for Northwest, leading the way in scoring off the bench, Alexis Bay. She hit all four shot attempts she took in the first half at 8 points. 7 points for Monique Stevens. She hit one of two threes that Northwest had in the first half and was two of two at the free throw line. Also had three assists and a couple of steals for the Cats. 6 points for Ashley Nelson. She hit the other three-pointer that Northwest had in the first half. Was also three of four at the free throw line. A couple of steals for Nelson as well. 4 points out of Annie Matthews. 4 points for Timber Schechinger. A couple of points as well for Maggie Marnin, rounding out the scoring for Northwest. On the other side for Southwest Baptist, a couple of players with 11 points each. Jackie Zelenka and Chastity Prince, each with 11. Zelenka also pulled down 7 first-half rebounds. 9 points for Tannis Spaney. She hit all three shot attempts she took in the first half. All of them were outside the arc. 5 points off the bench for Brooke Duncan, 2 of 2 from the field, including a three-pointer. A couple of points apiece for Ashley Pitts and Katie Gerlach, rounding out the scoring for Southwest Baptist. Look at the team totals. SBU shot 64% in the first half, 62.5% from three-point range. Northwest shooting at 48%, including 20% from outside the arc. There's a look at some of your numbers. We're back with second-half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back in Bolivar, just about ready for the start of the second half. Both teams over to hear from their head coaches. Doesn't seem like there's necessarily a lot of adjustments Northwest wanted to make. They were actually out of the locker room pretty quickly, so I think it's a matter of them feeling like what they game plan is going to work. They just need to get it done on the court.
Yeah, it's just a matter of execution, I think, more than anything. And if they can come out, knock down a couple of threes, and then get that inside game going, you'll see a lot different team here in the second half. And one thing you have to feel good about, they've really finished strong the last couple of games.
Northwest, again, out in their black uniforms. First time we've seen them in all black. They've got green lettering and numbers, but the all-black look with a little bit of white striping down the sides and around the collar and sleeves as well. And it will be SBU basketball to start the second half here in Bolivar. 40-31, their lead over Northwest Missouri State. Meredy Scott inserted into the starting lineup here in this second half. She did not start the ball game for Northwest, but is in there in place of Timber Schechinger to start this second half. Ball knocked away from Spaney as she takes a pass over on the left side. Both Scott and Matthews there defensively with the trap. Cats starting out in a 2-3 zone at the start of the second half. Dukes takes the inbound out near midcourt over to Spaney on the left side. Back to Dukes. Dukes will dribble it over toward the right, get it inside Zelenka with a jumper over Marnin, and it's good for Jackie Zelenka. 13 points for Zelenka. She leads all scorers, 42-31, the lead for SBU. Matching their biggest lead of the game. Stevens with it on the right wing. Lobs it in for Marnin. Tipped away by Prince. Dukes comes out of there with it for Southwest Baptist. She brings it to the free throw line. Out to Prince. Top of the key. Shot fake. Dribble. Shot from 16. Off the front of the rim. Pitts crashes their board. Gets it to Zelenka. Now over to Prince. Right side. Heels on the arc. Shot on the way. It's off the right side of the rim. Stevens with the rebound for Northwest. She brings it across the timeline, down the left side of the lane. Stops, spins, top of the key. Scott fakes the three, goes on the drive. The runner in and out won't go. Prince with the rebound and gets it to Spaney. Spaney across the timeline on the left side. She'll bring it to the middle of the floor and set the offense for SBU. Over to the wing for Pitts. To Dukes. Dukes calls for a screen, gets it from Zelenka, gets it to her on the pick and roll. Pass down low for Prince, shot off the glass. Is good for Chastity Prince. 13 for Prince, and it's a 13-point lead for Southwest Baptist. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Matthews top of the key, left side Marnin. Underneath to Nelson. Nelson up with the shot on the block, too strong over Spaney. Prince with the rebound on the backside. Gets it to Dukes. To the top of the key, to the free throw line. 15-footer, in and out, won't go. Zelenka has the ball knocked away by Matthews. Marnin will pick it up. Gets it out to Stevens. Across the timeline, to the top of the key, into the lane, over to Marnin, top of the key, Stevens, left side Nelson, in on the block for Matthews, she's double-teamed, dribbles out of there with it to the wing, skips it across to Marnin, into the corner, Stevens, a three on the way, spins out, and again she follows her shot and gets a wide-open layup, the second time tonight Monique Stevens has done that.
And no one inside at all to rebound for SBU.
Nine for Stevens, 44-33, the lead for SBU. Spaney with it on the left side, 17:40 to play. Drive by Dukes to the free throw line, 15-footer won't go. Marnin the rebound for Northwest. Outlet on the right side for Stevens. To the top of the key, down the left side of the lane. Shot fake, spin to Marnin at the free throw line. 15-foot shot, in and out won't go. Zelenka with the rebound for Southwest Baptist. Gets it out for Dukes. Dukes will bring it between the circles. Meredy Scott there defensively. Northwest is... again, come out at the start of the half in a 2-3 zone. And a drive on the right side. Zelenka's shot won't go. Rebound over to Stevens. Long pass ahead for Scott. Scott down the lane. Shot off the glass. Good for Meredy Scott. First 2 points for Scott, and it's a 44-35 game. SBU with the lead, the ball, and a timeout for Southwest Baptist with 16:58 to play. We're back to Bolivar in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Bolivar, 44-35, Southwest Baptist with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 16:58 to play. Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, at least partial explanation on why we didn't see Timber Scheckendrop start the second half. She's not even down on the bench right now.
Yeah, the very end of halftime, as the teams were coming over to huddle up just before the start of the second half, Dr. Harv was assisting Timber to the locker room, and it looked like she had an ankle or a knee injury or something that took place during that particular warm-up period. It's all I can guess, because we didn't see anything really take place in the first half, but she is in the locker room right now.
SBU with the ball out of the timeout. Chastity Prince hits a shot from the right side, 15 for her, and it's an 11-point lead for SBU. Marnin with a shot off the glass the other way, and she knocks it down. That's four for Marnin, and it's a 46-37 game. SBU with the lead in the basketball, 16-22 to play. Spaney with it out near the center circle, guarded by Merity Scott. Dribbles over to the left side, gives it up for Pitts to Lansdowne, top of the key. She gets it to the high post, Zelenka. Zelenka hands it back for Lansdowne to the baseline. Double team to Pitts on the baseline in the corner. She loses a handle on it. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest gets it back, needing to take advantage of these turnovers.
Just took her eye off the basketball as it went by. And I don't know if there's any relation to this or not. But, yeah, Monique Stevens right in that same area. So I don't know if it's a case where you're just kind of watching what Monique was going to do and took your eye off the basketball or just lapse offensively.
Pass down low for Marnin. And Marnin with the easy look off the glass. That's six for Marnin. She's scored on each of the last two trips down the floor for Northwest. And the lead for SBU is cut to seven. 15:45 to go. A pass by Zelenka tipped away. Matthews picks it up to Stevens over to the right side. Into the lane. Jump pass tipped away, and Prince comes out of there with it for SBU. Gives it to Spaney, and she'll walk it up the floor for Southwest Baptist. Gets it ahead to Lansdowne, left side on the wing. Bounce pass into Prince. Skip over to the right side for Pitts. Now to the baseline, Zelenka. Zelenka into the lane. Skip over to the left. Lansdowne fakes on a three. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner, and it's good. Leanne Lansdowne with her first points, and it's a 48-39 game. SBU with the lead. Northwest with the basketball. Matthews top of the key. Right side for Scott. Scott to Marnin up top. Marnin looks to the left side. Gets it there for Matthews on the wing. Over to Nelson. Thought about a three. Instead, on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. Rebound tipped around. Lansdowne comes away with it. Nelson kind of swiped at it. I think she felt like she was fouled, as did Coach Kellogg. But no call, and Southwest Baptist has it, leading by nine. Top of the key, Prince with it. 14:43 to play. Takes a dribble to try to get away from Matthews, but Matthews stays right there. Now Prince to the right side for Zelenka. Puts up a three-pointer, and it's good. Jackie Zelenka with 16 points. That's her first three-pointer. Only her fourth on the season, and it's a 51-39 lead for Southwest Baptist. Left side Scott underneath. Nelson cutting across. Gets a wide-open look. 8 points for Ashley Nelson, and it's a 10-point game. SBU with the lead in the basketball, 14-13 to play. Spanning across the timeline to the left side for Lansdowne. Lansdowne into the corner. Pitts. That's Prince. Prince gets it up to Zelenka near the sideline, and she's bumped out of bounds by Merity Scott. That'll be the second foul on Scott. First against Northwest in this second half, and it brings us to a timeout. 51-41, Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 14:02 to play. We're back to Bolivar in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Back in Bolivar, 14:02 to play, 51-41. Southwest Baptist with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. And SBU seems to have figured out a way to just kind of hold Northwest around that 10-point lead. They've hit some pretty big shots.
Yeah, they've hit some very timely shots, whether it's been a three-pointer or working the ball inside. It just seems like when Northwest has been able to get a little bit of momentum going, SBU comes down and comes up with a shot that kind of keeps that lead right around 9-10 points.
Bearcats with 12 turnovers so far. Lansdowne takes the ball on the left side, and then a help ball call. Both Ashley Nelson and Maggie Marnin with a hand on the basketball. The possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. We've just gone inside 14 minutes to play. It's a 10-point lead for SBU. Stevens with it to the right side on the wing. The free throw line, Nelson touches it into Marnin, into the right corner. Scott takes a three. Got it. Meredy Scott knocks it down from the right corner. Her first three-pointer of the game. 51-44, the lead for Southwest Baptist. SBU with the basketball as well across the timeline. Comes Spaney, guarded by Ashley Thayer. Now double-team, gets it ahead on the left for Duncan. To Zelenka inside, over to the right for Lansdowne. Dribbles down toward the baseline, brings it back out. Now Meredy Scott gets the steal. Ahead for Monique Stevens. Stevens over to the left side, Thayer. On the drive, shot taken away. Blocked by Zelenka, and Zelenka out of there with the basketball. Her pass ahead taken back by Scott to Monique Stevens. Layup for Stevens, knocked away, but she draws a foul on Tana Spaney. That'll be the second on Spaney, the first team foul against SBU in this second half. And Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Stevens, 2 of 2 at the line so far, those coming back in the first half. It's a 51-44 game. SBU's lead, the first one by Stevens, no good. Chastity Prince checks back in for SBU along with Ashley Pitts. Zelenka goes to the sideline along with Gerlach. And a second free throw coming for Stevens. And that one is good. So Stevens hit one of the two. 10 points in the ball game for her, and it's a 6-point game. The lead for Southwest Baptist. SBU with the ball. Pitts gives it for Spaney. On the left side, into the corner, it goes for Duncan. Skip pass to the right, tipped, but Lansdowne comes away with it. Pitts to Prince, to Pitts, to Lansdowne. A three from the right corner. No good. Rebound for Duncan. Double team to the baseline. Her pass is tipped. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Southwest Baptist. 51-45, the lead for SBU, 12:47 to play. Spaney inbounds it right side. Prince takes the shot from 15 off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped, and Prince picks it up but steps on the sideline. So Northwest Missouri State with another opportunity to cut into that lead. Stevens will bring it up the floor. 12:38 to go. Stevens over to the left side for Scott. Scott, top of the key, Nelson into Marnin. Marnin with the layup on the right side. Good job keeping that away from Prince. Maggie Marnin with 8 points. Six of those have come in this second half. Ahead on the right side for Duncan. Down to the baseline. Into Marnin. Knocks her to the floor. Loses the ball. And Stevens picks it up. Stevens has it taken away at midcourt, but Ashley Pitts will be called for a reach. That'll be the first on Pitts. Second team foul against Southwest Baptist, and Northwest will inbound. Right now, down by four. Timeout SBU, 12:18 to go. We're back to Bolivar in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Bolivar, 51-47, Southwest Baptist with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. And somewhat good news. We can see Timber Schechinger. Again, she didn't start this second half, and we haven't seen her out on the court. She's out in the hallway just off the way. Nothing is wrapped up. It doesn't look like she's limping, so maybe it's just a case of her being sick or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's kind of what speculation might be right now. Then hopefully that is the case. That's something that isn't of a permanent nature.
Down the left side of the lane goes Ashley Nelson, and Nelson hits the shot off the glass. 10 for Nelson, and we've got a two-point game. Dennis Spaney with it in the backcourt, across the timeline, over to Pitts between the circles left. Brings it to the right side for Dukes. Dukes nearly lost the dribble, but picks it up. Over to the left side. Gets it to Prince. Top of the key, Spaney. Back over to Prince. Now to the right side for Dukes. Dukes with one dribble to Spaney. 8 on the shot clock. She drives into the corner. Prince bobbles a pass. Picks it up. Couple of dribbles. Forces the shot, but got it to go. Chastity Prince with 17. 53-49 the lead for Southwest Baptist. Northwest Missouri State with it. Across the timeline comes Monique Stevens. Stevens to Nelson. Out beyond the arc. Now to Stevens' right side. Stevens into the corner for Thayer. And then away from the ball, Maggie Martin trying to set a screen against two SBU players. Gets called for a foul. That'll be the third on Martin. Second team foul. 11-18 to go. 53-49. Southwest Baptist with the lead. Full court pressure from Northwest as Brittany Dukes takes the inbound. She'll bring it across the timeline. And now has it taken away. Stevens picks her pocket and gets the open layup at the other end. Monique Stevens has made some nice defensive plays in this second half. 11 minutes to go, and it's a two-point game, 53-51. SBU with the lead in the ball. Left side, Duncan. Skip over to the right side for Dukes. Pass to the top of the key, tip by Thayer, but it's picked up by Pitts between the circles. High post for Prince. Couple of dribbles for her. A fadeaway in the lane is good for Chastity Prince. 19 for Prince. A four-point lead for Southwest Baptist. Top of the key there. Over to the left, Nelson. Inside to Marnin. Shot over Prince off the front of the rim. Rebound for Duncan inside for SBU. One panned pass ahead for Spaney on the left side. Spaney will give it to Prince right next to her. Now to Dukes. Dukes, top of the key, Pitts. Inside it goes to Prince. Martin went for the steal, didn't get it, and Prince gets the easy look. 21 for Chastity Prince, and a timeout for Northwest. 57-51, SBU's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 10:15 to play. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in Bolivar, 57-51. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Good news is we see Timber Schechinger back on the bench for Northwest, and again, doesn't look like anything's taped up, no crutches, nothing like that. So maybe just a case of being ill, and it's not something that will be long-term. Just over 10 minutes to play. Northwest with the basketball. Thayer on the right wing, top of the key for Nelson. Nelson over to the left side, spins in the paint, top of the key, Bay. Right side, Thayer. Now to Matthews. Matthews out to Nelson, to Thayer. Takes a pass left, puts it on the floor, inside to Bay. Bay goes up with the shot, got it to go. Big game offensively for Alexis Bay. She's into double digits with 10. 57-53, Southwest Baptist with a lead in the basketball. 9:40 to play. Spaney between the circles against Thayer. Hands it over to the right side for Duncan. Thayer tried to reach in and get a hold of the basketball. Instead commits the foul. That'll be her first, team third, and it brings us to a timeout. With 9:37 to play, a 57-53 lead for Southwest Baptist. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
57-53, Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 9:37 to play. During the bulk of that timeout, head coach Mark Kellogg chatting with one of the officials about something. Not jumping up and down, because as we have learned, yeah, that can be a technical foul.
Yeah, you can't do that, at least in Oklahoma.
On Saturday, Coach Kellogg was called for a technical, and the official told him flat out, it's because you were jumping up and down. So he has not done that tonight.
He wasn't even complaining at the official level.
No. SBU with the ball out of the break. Duncan with it on the left side. Now does Zelenka between the circles. Works it back over to Duncan. A three-pointer on the way. Jeez. They just keep hitting timely threes, and Brooke Duncan hits her second of the game. She does lead the team in threes. That's her 25th of the season, and it's 60-53, Southwest Baptist. Into Matthews. Hook shot good for Annie Matthews. Matthews with 6 points, and it's a five-point game. SBU on top with the basketball, spanning across the timeline on the right side. Brings it between the circles for Pitts, guarded by Meredith Scott. We go inside 9 minutes to play. Pitts tries the drive into the lane, and reaching in, Alexis Bay got her hand on the basketball, and they're going to call a foul on Alexis Bay.
I think Alexis had the right idea. That ball was there to try to reach in and either get a steal or a tie-up, but unfortunately got a little bit of the body of Vongas called for the foul.
Inbound comes on the baseline right. That's the 14th foul against Northwest. Zelenka takes it on the baseline. A couple of dribbles for her. She skips it out to Spaney on the left wing. Into the corner, Duncan. Drive along the baseline for Duncan. Forces her way in and hits the shot off the glass. Brooke Duncan with 10, and it's a 62-55 lead for Southwest Baptist. There to Matthews on the perimeter. Down low for Nelson, cutting across the baseline. Out for Merritt E. Scott. Bobbled the pass, picks it up, gets it left side there. Now to Nelson on the right. Nelson over to the left for Bay. Bay holding on to it, looking to get rid of it. Can't. Will shoot it and knock it down from about 17 feet out. Alexis Bay with 12 points. And it's a 62-57 game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. On the left side, Pitts with it to Spaney. Out on the wing, knocked away by Matthews. It goes into the Southwest Baptist bench. And Brittany Dukes will check back in for SBU. For Northwest, Monique Stevens will come back on the floor. Merritt E. Scott goes to the sideline. Alexis Bay this evening, right now, 1 point shy of her career high. Inbound on the left side, Duncan with it on the wing. Gets it out to Duke. She brings it top of the key against the 2-3 zone. Into Zelenka, down to Pitts. Knocked away. Nelson can't quite grab a hold of it. It goes out of bounds, and SBU will inbound on the baseline right.
Got three different players had an opportunity at that ball as it went loose, but unfortunately it was SBU's ball.
They reset the shot clock. Should not have, so now they've got to determine how much time should be on the clock. 7:55 to play, 62-57, Southwest Baptist with the lead. No Northwest player ever had control of that basketball. It was being tipped around. The three officials are gathering right now to discuss the situation. So we'll see what they decide to do. And kind of by the way they're signaling, it looks like they're trying to determine whether there was a change of possession. But
I don't think there was.
Yeah, really. And it looks like now he has signaled to the clock operator. A number, it looked like 13, is what they're going to put on the clock here. And Southwest Baptist will inbound on the baseline right, and that's what they do. 7:55 on the game clock. Dukes looks to inbound. Over to the right side, Duncan, one of the three, called for a travel. Tried to step into the shot a little off balance, and Northwest Missouri State gets it back with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. Still plenty of time here for Northwest as Stevens is met by Duncan at midcourt. is trapped now out near midcourt, bumped, and a timeout right before the bump granted to Coach Kellogg. 7:48 to go, 62-57 the lead for Southwest Baptist. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back in Bolivar, 7:48 to play, 62-57. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats, Northwest Bearcats, that is. We'll have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Stevens takes the inbound. Sets the offense, working at left side for Bay. Bay with a dribble to the top of the key. Nelson inside. It goes to Matthews. Spin shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. Tough shot for Matthews. She got it to go. Makes it a three-point game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. Under 7.5 to play. Dukes cross the timeline to the right side. Brings it middle of the floor. Guarded by Thayer. One-handed pass over to Duncan. Inside Zelenka. Bay comes around and gets the steal for Northwest. What a game Alexis Bay is having. Thayer gets it ahead to Stevens. Stevens tried to go to Matthews, getting back defensively. Chastity Prince knocks it away. And this, Northwest will inbound it on the baseline. Three-point lead for Southwest Baptist. Stevens inbound, right side Nelson. Goes on a drive, shot off the glass, makes it a one-point game. Ashley Nelson with 12. 62-61, Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. We go under 7 minutes to play. Over to the left side, Dukes with it on the wing. Into the corner, Duncan. Open, a three on the way. Off the top corner of the backboard, Prince with the long rebound, top of the key. Gets it over to Dukes. Dukes works it to the left side, 8 on the shot clock, to the top of the key. Couple of dribbles, up with the 15-footer, and it's good for Brittany Dukes. It's the first points for Dukes. She averages 11 a game. And Northwest Missouri State with a basketball down by 3. Thayer to Nelson, over to the right side for Stevens. Now to Thayer. Thayer gives it up for Bay. Bay onto the left side for Stevens on the wing. Thought about a drive, instead out to Nelson. Top of the key, Matthews. Right side for Bay. 8 on the shot clock. Bay on the drive. Goes up with the shot. Doesn't go. Rebound knocked away from Bay. And it's picked up by Zelenka for Southwest Baptist. Zelenka with a double-double on the night. Ahead to Dukes. Now to the right side for Duncan. Back out to Dukes. She backs it out near midcourt. One-on-one with Thayer. Over to the right side for Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line. Zelenka. Zelenka with a dribble, up with a 10-footer, off the front of the rim, rebound tipped in the lane, Prince chasing after it, Bay dives after it, it's off of Bay's shoulder and out of bounds underneath, so Southwest Baptist will inbound as Spaney comes back in for Duncan, Marnin back in for Bay.
And Bay really has given Northwest some great minutes this evening.
5:44 to play, 64-61 the lead for Southwest Baptist. Dukes inbound to the left side for Prince. She brings it out near the corner to the top of the key for Zelenka. Over to the right side, Dukes. Dukes will back it out between the circles. Work it to the left for Prince. Out on the perimeter. Prince holding on to it. Fakes a pass inside. Still looking, trying to get it into Zelenka. Now over to the right for Dukes. Dukes gets it to Zelenka down on the baseline. She skips it out left for Prince. Into the corner. Spaney takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Thayer. Quick touch pass to Stevens. One-on-one with Dukes. She'll spin, get it out to Thayer on the left wing. Now to Nelson. Over to the right, Marnin. Down low, Matthews. Matthews fakes one way, spins the other. Up with the shot. Got it to go. And we've got a timeout on that spin move. Looks like that's Zelenka who went down for Southwest Baptist. It was a heck of a move by Annie Matthews.
Oh, and what really made that move so good was the fact that she had spun earlier to her right and went up with the shot. This time did a quick spin move to the left and was able to move that direction, get one to go. And really faked Zelenka off a little bit. I don't know if she maybe pulled a rib muscle or something trying to go against that.
What it looks like, Spaney grabbing right at her sternum, and I saw Spaney kind of signaling like she had taken an elbow maybe right to the sternum. The officials were chatting about the situation here. They'll go over and talk with Coach Voss. And that's nothing that was an intentional elbow or anything like that. It's just a matter of Annie Matthews faking to her left, spinning to her right into the paint and hitting the shot. So right now it's a one-point game, 64-63, 5:04 to play. Southwest Baptist will have the basketball once we get back to action.
Northwest has really gotten some good play from their post players tonight. Matthews, also Bay coming off the bench, and of course Martin, who's a starter. All three of those have played well inside.
And Zelenka still feeling it. They're all heading toward the sideline to huddle up here while they have this conversation. And you can tell Zelenka just doesn't feel quite right, which is something SBU needs, because when she's feeling right, she is kind of the cog that makes this machine go.
And I would think she's feeling right tonight. 16 points, 10 rebounds, has a double-double already. He's played 30 minutes in this game and really has done a lot of things well for SBU.
And now one official is talking to each coach right now. Neither coach seems too upset. Coach Kellogg kind of shook his head and had a look on his face like, oh, okay. And the conversation continues. Like I said, not really sure. Again, this happened in Oklahoma. There were conversations. We just couldn't figure out why they were having the talks that they did. Of course, it was the same game we saw a coach called for jumping up and down.
That game, I think both coaches for Northwest and Central Oklahoma, both were not as happy with the officials as what, I don't know, I don't think happy is the word tonight, but you haven't seen the coaches for either side to really get upset or get on the officials at all tonight.
So Southwest Baptist now ready to inbound as nothing changes after all that conversation, and the inbound comes to Spaney in the backcourt. They are there defensively. 5 minutes to play. Northwest Missouri State down by one. Spaney with it on the left side for SBU. Spins with it. Gets a screen from Prince. Bounce pass out to Duncan. Now to Zelenka. Over to the left corner. Spaney puts up a three-pointer, and it's good for Dennis Spaney. Spaney with her fourth three-pointer of the night. All of her points have come from outside the arc. 67-63, the lead for Southwest Baptist. Northwest with it. Pass inside for Marnin. Into the right corner for Stevens. Out to Thayer. Now to the left side for Scott. Scott to the top of the key for Marnin. Looking in at Matthews. Can't get it to her. Left corner Thayer. She puts up a three. In and out won't go. Zelenka with the rebound for Southwest Baptist. Pass goes ahead on the right side for Duncan. Duncan out to Spaney. 4:13 to go. Spaney with it for Southwest Baptist. They lead by four. Their largest lead in this game is 13. Northwest has cut it to one a couple of times late in this game. Spaney, left wing three. Short, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot three. This foul will come against Annie Matthews for Northwest. For Matthews, that'll be her second foul. Team's fifth, and the free throws for Spaney will come after a timeout. 4:01 to go, 67-63, Southwest Baptist lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Bolivar, 4:01 to go, 67-63. Southwest Baptist with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tennis Spaney will go to the free throw line to shoot three for SBU, coming out of the timeout, fouled on a three-point attempt just prior to the break. Spaney with four three-pointers, and her first one here, in and out, no good.
Sweeney's father, a former linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs and a standout at Kansas State.
Second free throw, in and out, no good.
And her sister is married to the starting quarterback at Kansas State, Colin Klein.
A near Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
And a third free throw for Spaney is good. So she hit one of the three, 13 points for Tana Spaney. 68-63, the lead for Southwest Baptist, Northwest Missouri State with it. Stevens across the timeline to Matthews at the left elbow. Matthews dribbles once with it, gets it over to the right for Nelson. Nelson back over to the left. She overthrows Monique Stevens. It goes out of bounds, and it will go back to Southwest Baptist. 5-point SBU lead. Northwest has been within one a couple of different times in this second half. Spaney will bring it across midcourt over to the left side of the floor. Stevens there defensively, ahead to Duncan on the wing. Out to Spaney. Spaney between the circles with it, with 3.5 minutes to go. Pass to the right. Nelson went for the steal, didn't get it. Duncan's three off the right side of the rim. Rebound for Zelenka. Out to Pitts. Now to Spaney. She'll take a three, and that's good. 5 threes for Tana Spaney tonight. 16 for Spaney, 71-63 SBU. Stevens threw a double team to Marnin. Over to the left side, Nelson. Open for three on the wing, and it's good for Ashley Nelson. 15 for Nelson, her second three of the game. And a 71-56 SBU with the lead in the basketball, 3 minutes to go. Zelenka to Spaney. Out near midcourt. Spaney puts it on the floor, works it over to the left side. Spins, gets a screen from Duncan. Out of the right side for Zelenka. Inside to Prince, cutting to the basket. She hits the layup. 23 points for Chastity Prince. 73-66, the SBU lead. Between the circles, Matthews over to the right. Scott, three-pointer on the way. Good for Merritt E. Scott. All 8 of her points have come in this second half, including 2 threes. And it's back to a 4-point game, 73-69. SBU with the lead in the ball. 2:25 to go. Spaney with it on the left side. Gets it out to Zelenka between the circles. Now over to the left. Duncan takes a three, and that one off the back of the rim. Rebound Zelenka. She falls to the floor, but gets it to Pitts. Now to Spaney between the circles. Northwest getting some more misses from three-point range finally by SBU, but a couple of offensive rebounds have played big for Southwest Baptist. Duncan with it on the left side. On the drive to the right side, Pitts takes a three, and that's off the back of the rim. Maggie Marnin picks up the rebound, gets it to Stevens. 1:50 to go. Northwest down by 4. Stevens out near the center circle with it. Coach Kellogg calls out the offense. Stevens to the left side for Nelson. Nelson to Scott, top of the key, a three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound to Pitts. Nobody for Northwest in the paint to rebound there. Pitts with the easy board gets it to Spaney, and she'll work more clock. 1:30 to go. Spaney between the circles with it. Gets it over to the left side for Zelenka. Knocked away by Matthews. It goes out of bounds. And SBU will inbound from the far sideline. A 4-point Southwest Baptist lead. 1:21 to go. Pitts will step out to inbound. Gets it into Spaney out near midcourt. Guarded by Stevens. Spaney dribbling with it on the wing. Spires the dribble, gets it out to Zelenka between the circles. 7 on the shot clock. Zelenka guarded by Matthews. Gets a screen from Prince. Crosses over. Loses a handle on it. Matthews up with it. Out to Nelson. Across the timeline. Nelson on the left side. Out in the perimeter. Leaves it for Stevens. She goes on the drive. Up with the shot. Can't get it to go. But Monique Stevens draws the foul on Chastity Prince. And she'll get an opportunity at the free throw line.
Well, that's unfortunate. Just about had that layup down.
Stevens, 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. We'll get two opportunities from there with 59 seconds to play. And right now, Northwest down by 4. First free throw, good for Monique Stevens. 13 points for Stevens tonight. That matches her career high for Northwest, which of course is this season. And she sets the career high hitting the second free throw. Makes it a 2-point game, 73-71. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the basketball. Up the left sideline comes Spaney, guarded by Stevens. Dribbles out near the center circle, over to the right side. Picks up the dribble. Gets it ahead to Pitts on the sideline, and a timeout for Southwest Baptist. 43.7 seconds to go, 73-71. SBU's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Bolivar in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Bolivar, 73-71. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 43.7 seconds to play. Southwest Baptist has led by 13 a couple of different times in this game. The last time very early on in this second half, Northwest took their time, chipped away at the lead, have got it to within one a couple of times, now within two, but this is about the time where we've seen SBU hit a big shot.
Yeah, and most of the time it's been a big three that really puts Northwest in a situation where they have to, again, try to fight their way back. But again, right now, 43 seconds left, a lot of time on the clock. A turnover here would be great off this inbound.
SBU with the ball. They've got 15 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Spaney takes the inbound on the right side against Stevens. Brings it out to the center circle, now to Prince. Prince guarded by Marnin. To Zelenka. Over to the right for Spaney. Spaney down to the corner, Duncan. Duncan tries to go on the drive, a fadeaway in the paint, short. Rebound for Matthews underneath for Northwest. Chance to tie or take the lead. 24 seconds to go. Ahead to Merritt E. Scott, knocked away by Zelenka. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound it. Right now, the shot clock is off. And again, Northwest down 73-71. Nelson will inbound it. She says something to the official before taking the basketball. And now we'll inbound on the near sideline, out to Stevens. She brings it over to the right side just to call a timeout in front of Coach Kellogg at Northwest Missouri State. Hopefully going to draw up the winning play here over on the sideline is Coach Kellogg, again, the first-year head coach for Northwest in a big situation on the road in the MIAA.
You have to hand it to the Northwest women tonight, fighting back from that 13-point deficit, and continuing where you have to fight back after being behind most of this ball game. But they fought hard to get to the point now where they have a chance to tie or take the lead at 20.4 seconds left and had to overcome some hot three-point shooting out of Southwest Baptist, knocking down 9 at threes in this game. Northwest right now with 5, and most of those coming here, I think, 4 of those coming here in the second half. But, well, you have to hand it to SBU. They've hit some big buckets from Northwest to try to make a little bit of a run. And still Northwest with an opportunity with just over 20 seconds left to either send this game into overtime or come up with a win.
Really the big turning point that made it an uphill battle. Northwest had a 2-point lead about 6 minutes into the game. And we saw SBU come down and hit threes on three straight possessions and turn a 2-point game into a 7-point lead. And that was really what told you that Northwest was going to have to battle tonight.
Yeah, they played from behind the rest of the way, but staying close. You have to really give this Northwest team credit for fighting in this game, playing on the road, and really after just a couple days off from that long trip to Edmond to come here and play well down the stretch, and again with the chance to tie or win here.
Northwest will inbound. 20.4 seconds to play. 73-71, the lead for SBU. Stevens takes the inbound to the high post for Matthews. Matthews squares, gets it into Marnin. Marnin has the ball knocked away. Zelenka will chase it down. Zelenka knocked to the floor, but she gets the ball over to Spaney, and Spaney draws a foul. She'll get an opportunity to go to the free throw line. Well, not quite yet. It's just the sixth team foul for Northwest, so with 9.9 seconds to go, Cats need to maybe get a steal here on the inbound in full court pressure. Zelenka gets it into Duncan, and Duncan will be fouled right away with 8.6 seconds to go. And Northwest needs at least one miss from the free throw line from Brooke Duncan.
Northwest coming out of that timeout looking at really to play for the tie and get it into overtime. Unfortunately, the turnover sets SBU up with a chance here to win it.
So a 1-1 opportunity for Brooke Duncan. 8.6 seconds to play in regulation. A 2-point lead for SBU. The free throw is good. So Duncan will get a second opportunity. She can make it a 2-possession game with that second free throw. 74-71, Southwest Baptist lead. Second free throw for Duncan is up, and that one is good. Inbound to Stevens. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Over to the right side. Gives it out for Nelson. She takes a long three. It's good for Nelson. 2 seconds to go. Spaney steps out. Inbounds to Zelenka. And Zelenka going to be fouled with 0.8 seconds to go. So not looking real good for Northwest here, though, even with two made free throws, still with a chance to maybe heave one late. Yes. So not quite over yet, but there is just 0.8 seconds to go, so the Cats would need something long and quick.
Just couldn't get a steal or a foul quick enough off the inbound.
Zelenka will step to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Southwest Baptist. Free throw on the way, good. That makes it a 2-point lead for SBU, 76-74. And a second free throw coming for Zelenka, and that one off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped by Pitts, the clock starts, and that'll do it. So your final, 76-74, the Southwest Baptist women able to hold on and get the win over Northwest Missouri State. 76-74, our final. We're back with more from Bolivar after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bolivar, Northwest Missouri State women make a run late, but can't overcome the three-point shooting of Southwest Baptist. End up with a two-point loss, 76-74 to SBU, as the Northwest women fall to 10-6 on the season, 4-4 in the MIAA. For Southwest Baptist, they move to 7-9 and 2-6 in conference play. The Bearcats did outscore SBU in the second half, but down by 9 at halftime, had a lot of work to do in the second half. And, of course, SBU didn't make it easy. They always play well here at home.
They certainly do, and it was very timely three-point shooting by SBU. It really seemed like every time Northwest was making a run to get back, maybe have a chance to take a lead, they come down, knock down a big three, and the momentum swing goes right back to SBU, and Northwest just couldn't quite overcome the shooting of Southwest Baptist out on the perimeter today.
And you kind of wonder, the Cats didn't have Timber Schechinger in the second half. You wonder if that would have played a role, but he had a lot of players do well tonight. I mean, 74 points,
yeah.
Nothing to shake a stick at, and Southwest Baptist proved that they could put points on the board coming into this ball game. So you knew it was going to be a tough stop defensively, and that's what Northwest saw tonight.
Yeah, normally 74 points would get you a win, but you can't give up 76.
Northwest Missouri State with the two-point loss. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about attending the NCAA annual convention in Texas.
I'm down here in Grapevine, Texas, and the NCAA annual convention, they've got about 3,200 delegates here, and there's a special part of the convention this year, Division II President Summit, that's been kind of a highlight. It's Thursday, Friday, and really focused on academic requirements and progress to degree for students, getting students through the pipeline, making sure they graduate, making sure they're successful. Talking a lot about some athlete health issues, and I've been to sessions on athletic finance, crisis management, and, you know, bottom line is that it makes me understand the issues out there, really across Division I, Division II, Division III. But beyond that, some of the things that we're doing at Northwest Missouri State obviously are embedded in the principles of Division II. Division II focuses, John, on life and the balance and making sure that there is a balance for our student athletes. And you and I have talked before about the academic success rate of our athletes. And our success rate is above the national average, and we're continuing to monitor that. But feel pretty good about that. It's always good to also talk to a lot of fellow colleagues, whether they be presidents or athletic directors, compliance directors, or even faculty athletic representatives. And of course, there's a little jostling involved, you know, a little competition there, and the people that you see on the field and you compete with. But ultimately, we're all focused on one thing, and that is the student athlete and the success thereof.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Bolivar, 76-74, Southwest Baptist women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And John, we look at a player that coming into the ball game tonight averaged just 3 points a game and ended up just 1 point shy of a career high.
Alexis Bay coming off the bench and really gave the team a lift tonight. 6 of 7 from the field. Did some great things, not only inside, but stepped out on the perimeter, knocked down a shot in the second half. That was a key for Northwest staying close in the game. Had an assist, a steal, was going after loose balls. Just did a lot of things out there to help Northwest. Again, Alexis Bay, our extra effort award winner for tonight's game.
Bay's 12 points, one of four Bearcats in double-digit scoring tonight. Ashley Nelson finished with 18 points, four assists, and four steals for Northwest. She was 3 of 5 from three-point range. 14 points for Monique Stevens. Stevens, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Hit a three, had 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Also 10 points out of Annie Matthews for Northwest tonight. She hit all 5 shots she took from the field. For Southwest Baptist, 17 points out of Jackie Zelenka led the way. She hit the only 3 she attempted, also pulled down 13 rebounds and had 7 assists. 23 points for Chastity Prince, 11 of 16 from the field for Prince. She also had 7 rebounds. 16 points for Tana Spaney. She was 5 of 6 from 3-point range. And 12 points for Brooke Duncan, who had a couple of 3s for Southwest Baptist in this one tonight. 76-74, the final. The Southwest Baptist women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening. Welcome back to Bolivar, Missouri on the campus of Southwest Baptist. It's Northwest Missouri State and SBU. The Bearcats from Northwest coming in with a 12-4 overall, 5-2 a conference record. SBU's at 5-10 and 3-4 in the MIAA. And Matt Gordon, when you look at SBU, they're a team that's playing some pretty good basketball right now. They've won three out of their last four games after getting off to just a horrendous start.
It almost reminds you a little bit of the women's team, where you take a look at the record and you think, oh, they've got to be down this year, you know, but it's just kind of the timing, like you said, a little bit of a rough start. But it seems like they're getting back to the SBU that we have come to know over the last several years.
One thing they'll be doing tonight that Northwest has had some problems with this season, and hopefully they've fixed some of that against Central Oklahoma on Saturday. We'll see a lot of zone out of the Bearcats out of SBU.
Yeah, and I think one thing that Northwest did better on Saturday that they hadn't the previous two games that ended up in losses against zone teams is they attacked the zone. It looks like they were timid in those two losses against the zone. Didn't really know for sure exactly what to do. Didn't feel comfortable. But Saturday, they attacked the zone. They went after it. The guards were more aggressive, controlled aggressive, and they're going to have to do that again here tonight.
Northwest and Southwest Baptist, we'll be back. Have more for you from Bolivar right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.